I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
Bringing you the truth, or something like the truth, this is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, what's happening Thursday. Here? Happy Thursday. Here
all right, I dealt with you yesterday.
So glad to have you here on 100.7 The Score. Chris Meek, Choice Woodman, and the Viking. Getting you through your Thursday. It's no longer hump day. It is actually a Thursday. We're going to take you all the way up to 3 p.m. I'm going to be here till 1. Hey, yo, Choicer.
You seem to have angered the boy.
You got this? No, you're good. You got it. You got this, Snoop. You got this hour, bro. We're fine.
Oh, it's all good. Hey, how are you, buddy? Oh, you really mad?
Pouty.
Are you like big mad?
Pouty and
angry.
He's big mad.
I'm going to hold this out.
Yeah, you can't hold this out. You can't. You love me too much. You can't do that.
Oh, well, that's not why.
You love me.
I do like your shirt.
You love you some Snoop.
I don't know if I love you, but you I like
do,
your shirt.
You do. You want the shirt?
What's
You want it?
No, I'm not gonna take your shirt off you.
Why not?
What's the pattern called?
Houndstooth.
Houndstooth, that's right.
Yeah. I've heard you should know that with your Bama bangs.
Why Bama bangs?
You because that's that. What every kid in Tuscaloosa and Auburn looks like. Exactly what your hair looks like right now.
Okay.
So that feathered across, big like a
Bama bangs.
Bama bangs.
Would you yell blitz, Bama blitz, just so we can get
no,
the
No, he's
full
a roll, Tide, roll.
I'm not going to do either of those, but thanks for
Sweet
the offer.
Sweet home Alabama, roll, Tide, roll.
All right.
Oh, man.
Good times.
Yeah, when they crank up Sweet Home Alabama in the middle of the third quarter. No.
I thought that's a pretty docile environment.
Sorry. No. They get after it when they play Dixieland Delight.
Okay.
Spend my dollar on beer.
Mm-hmm.
And then they say, blank Auburn and LSU.
No.
And Tennessee, too.
I thought Tech has the only trashy fan base out there. No. What are you talking about?
Play Dixieland Delight in Bryant-Denny Stadium and watch those Alabamans lose their mind. It's like when they crank up Colin Baton Rouge and in Baton Rouge.
But that one's a better environment, right?
Oh, the best environment in college football, LSU Saturday night. The second best environment in college football, LSU day game.
Okay. You got more experience than most around here with that, so I'll trust you on that. I do. That is bucket list. I do want to go to an LSU game on Saturday night. Not as a Texas Tech fan playing against LSU, but
the Golden Girls. You have to be there in time for the Golden Girls to be out there.
I know you're getting on up in age, but I know you're like into the older
out there
ladies now.
For the Golden Girls.
Thank you for being a friend.
Estelle Getty, still got it.
So, which one's your favorite? Blanche?
Rue McClanahan? That was Rue McClanahan.
Yeah, she was the one that was like denying her old age the most.
Yeah, she was the frisky one.
You liked Rose, right? Which is Betty White?
Yeah, I didn't care.
Like you'd be into her.
I was really, you know, that came on, 8:30 on Saturday nights on NBC?
I don't know. I just watched reruns.
I watched it live.
With my grandma.
Do it live! I'll watch it and we'll do it live.
It's Golden Girls. You're into the older ladies
now,
huh?
I was 11 when that show was on.
Okay.
Planned my weekends around the TV shows. Friday nights, you got to watch the Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah.
You got to watch Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to watch Falcon Crest. Tell me you didn't.
Falcon Crest. Never watched any of those shows. I watched Dukes of Hazzard some reruns.
The Love Boat came on Saturday nights on ABC.
Yeah. So we got a quarterback that's on the shelf. We got a basketball player that balked. And he's back.
Yeah.
Or did he balk, or did someone report wrong?
I don't know. I mean,
or did the tech match the offer floating out there? Or
I said 4 years. Me and Gus, we said that on the morning drive. And then when Chuck came on, I continued to say it. I'm just going to root for the guys that run out of the tunnel.
Yeah.
I don't really care about the off-season stuff. I mean, I'm not worried about Barron. I mean, he wants to – he's going to be the quarterback.
Yeah, he is.
Now, they thought this was something that could heal with rest, and obviously it's not something they could heal with rest. Need a little bit more than rest, you know. Maybe he needs some more rest. Maybe he could have had surgery back in the fall, and they said, no, let's just let him rest and see how it works. Bottom line, I'm not worried.
Okay. I'm concerned.
Don't be.
Worried is probably too strong of a word, but I'm concerned about.
Which quarterback, you know, you did some research yesterday and found out who was the last player to play 4 years here for us.
Okay.
Which was the last quarterback to take all snaps?
Patrick Mahomes. I already know the answer to that.
That's not. He got hurt against Kansas.
Oh, you're saying every snap?
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes the year before that.
Okay.
Yeah. Patrick Mahomes started all games his sophomore and junior year.
Mm-hmm.
He started all of the games, but he's the last guy that started 12 games in a season for you. Nick Siemiec never got hurt.
He just didn't start all 12 games.
He didn't start all 12 games because McClain Carter started against Texas, even though
McClain Carter
Nick
was...
Siemiec came in to...
Yeah. Can you imagine we got to a point when we were actually looking forward to Nick Siemiec coming into a game?
Oh, I remember those days.
Yeah.
Now we're just to a point where we'd love to see a guy be upright. And
yeah.
It is a Texas Tech problem, but it's not exclusively
Texas Tech.
It's the game of college football now, and you look
remember
up and down the Big 12 with your 14 teams. I believe that maybe it's four guys that started every game for their team out of 14 teams.
Remember, the 11 guys on the defense are trying to knock him out of the game.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember seeing Patrick Mahomes' eyes roll back in his head in that Kansas. No, that was in the Texas game.
Game he got knocked silly.
That was
the Kansas
Texas game
where he got hurt.
Testaverde came in. So, no, I don't even think he started.
Vincent Testaverde
I don't even
Jr.
think he played every snap that previous year because I think that was that year. So,
because he was starting.
So, I don't know. You'd have to go back to the Leach days, I'm sure, to find someone.
That's what I was getting at, that you have a long way back. And it was we got spoiled with the Cody Hodges, the Sonny Cumbies, that senior, wait his turn, quarterback, played every snap that season,
mm-hmm.
was, knew where the ball needed to go, knew how long. Kill for that, wouldn't you, right about now?
Getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Thanks for joining us on a Thursday. You're listening to 107 The Score and 107thescore.com. Forrest Woodman, Chris Snead here in the First United Bank studio. Keep the comments coming in on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Quite a few. We'll catch up on those here.
You guys are nothing if not funny on the chat line. I love it.
You know the best thing about the Golden Girls?
Yeah.
Snead keeps getting older, and they stay the same
age. They stay the same age, man.
All right.
That's funny. That is pretty funny.
I am a fan.
Shelly says, I saw the Bama bangs with my own eyes last week. Snead's correct. Every dude on camp has that on campus.
Every dude, man.
I didn't – like, what do I – I just – I get
is.
To a point –
You just get it. You,
I didn't mean to. I'm trying to, like, push it back further. I get to a point where it's – you know, I have too much lettuce to put any sort of product in, so I
the
just,
son of Dr. Gustafson Brooks,
uh-huh.
when he was in high school, was rocking the set of Bama bangs.
Yeah,
and it's you know, those guys, they're just like, they just like, you know, and they flip their hair and it flips perfectly to the Bama bangs. Can you do that? Can you give a little? Yeah, there you go. That's, there you go. You just flip right to the Bama bangs.
Oh, this is uncomfortable. I'm getting a haircut on.
Don't do it.
Saturday.
Don't do it. Yeah. Don't do it. I got a haircut this morning. Shout out to Raleigh Fades.
You get a haircut like every week, don't
every
you?
Every Thursday.
Goodness, man.
Shout out to Raleigh Fades.
$40 a haircut? It's more, isn't it?
No.
Okay.
It's you nailed it.
$40 a haircut? Mm-hmm. That's some cheddar for some hair.
Well, I got to keep my...
You got to keep the fade.
I got to keep the fade looking fly, okay, man.
I think you need to go into a flat top.
You know what? I actually tried that. It's...
Will Smith,
you know,
because
here's the thing. People always ask me, you know, there is one photographic evidentiary picture of me with an afro.
I want to see it.
No, you will never
you
see
have,
it.
I know.
You will never,
no,
ever
you,
see it.
No, you agreed to it. You agreed
I
to
agree
it.
I agree to it.
Yes, remember? Remember, what, there was one thing you agreed to.
What did I?
This was like 3 years ago.
No.
You agreed to show me the picture whenever Texas Tech baseball wins a national championship. That's what you said.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Well, if Tech wins a natty,
yeah,
I will show you.
Yeah, you said me. You didn't say you.
I'll show you the picture.
You agreed to show me the picture when Tech baseball wins a natty, and I'm holding on to that.
Okay, yeah. I can do that. Just I'll show you the picture, and it's you'll look at that, and you go, dang, Snade.
You ever do the Jerry curl?
It was an afro with a Jerry curl.
Oh, man. Yeah. I got to see this. Viva 73 says, with them deciding not to have surgery on the shoulder, he's missing the rest of spring training. The first time he runs and gets hit really hard, like he will be done for the year. Bad move not having surgery.
I disagree. That could happen. That could happen if you get it surgically repaired. I mean, we got what's his name? He was in his seventh year up at Alan Bowman.
Yeah.
He collapsed his lung, got him fixed, and he collapsed it again. I mean,
broke collarbone too.
Broke
right?
a collarbone also. I mean, surgery is not the end all be all. I mean, sometimes you just need rest, and you know, if he's just got a quote unquote dead arm, sore shoulder, as Chuck was saying this morning, sometimes now, rest is the best thing for it.
I think, from what I understand, and I don't know if this is the case here, there are certain surgeries for quarterbacks or baseball players or these sorts of things that are more risky, that you may not have the same arm when you come back from it, from a surgery.
I think AC joint would probably be one of them.
So this is one where you have to weigh the options. And if you get – again, I don't know if that's the case with Baron Morton or not, but you got to weigh the options. And if it's – there's a chance that he comes back not being able to fling the football – then do you say, oh, yeah, surgery is definitely the way we should have gone?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean,
it's.
Hey, Viva, I don't think you're wrong. I don't think you're right.
Yeah, I don't know that there is a right answer.
That's exactly. I mean, none of us know. I mean, we're all speculating, and I hate speculating on stuff like that, on injury stuff, because it's hard to know all the parameters.
Someone says, I'm glad the backups are getting some work. It just needs to be assumed a quarterback isn't going to finish a season. Yeah, I think if you're a Tech fan, you probably should assume that.
Every school, not just Tech fans, every school, you must assume that your quarterback's not going to make it through the game.
There are some that have been healthier than others. It's just majority are not.
Yeah, I mean, you go through the entire Big 12 of the past four seasons, and what, 75% of the teams in the league have dealt with a quarterback injury every year?
I'm trying to think. Last year, who started and finished every – who started and finished the season and started every game at quarterback?
Bowman stayed healthy, but he didn't start most of the beginning games. They were staring –
right, they were floating through, so he wasn't – he doesn't count. I'm talking your quarterback on week one was the same as your quarterback in week 13 or 14.
Was it Baylor?
No.
He's the only one I can think of.
No, he did.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. He wasn't that good.
I honestly didn't pay enough attention to Cincinnati all year.
I think backed at Iowa State.
Yeah, that's. I think that's correct.
He did. Yeah. Cincinnati, I think.
See, the fact that we had to were struggling to
find that. Oh, yeah, that's the point.
It's a lot harder to pick out the ones that did than the ones that didn't.
You're probably statistically more likely to have to play a second or third string guy than you would be to have your guy all year.
Sure. Sneed, what did you think of Jamie saying you and Chuck are the same person?
I think that's one of two things. Either he thinks Chuck is a good-looking dude, or he thinks I'm ugly.
I don't think he was talking about looks, but okay.
I don't care. I know what he was talking about. I would say this. You know, I know I take a lot of grief here. You know, my radio persona is not the persona I play. You know, I guess on the air, me and Chuck are the same guy, but I'm about the same guy off the air. I mean. It's, you know, there's a radio shtick that goes along with it, and I hate that sometimes that becomes what people think you are, because that's the part they're exposed to this hour a day every day for five days a week. But you know, me and Chuck are really, really kind of different.
Everyone hates on Shimonek, but I'd take him over any other quarterback we've had since him, including the current quarterback room. Interesting thought.
I'd take him over a lot of guys, but I wouldn't take him over the current quarterback.
Yeah, I'm not taking him over Barron.
I wouldn't take him over Donovan Smith either.
I wouldn't take him over Donovan Smith.
There's
I'm trying.
I haven't seen Will Hammond play yet.
Yeah, he says
but my
current
projection,
quarterback room.
Projection-based,
yeah, I would take Will Hammond projection-based over. Again, I'm not a Shimonek hater.
I wasn't a Shimonek hater.
You hit a ceiling and it wasn't that high.
Yeah,
him.
I mean.
That's what it was.
He transferred from Iowa. He was the second string guy at Iowa.
Mm-hmm. Second or third, yeah.
Yeah, and he transferred from Iowa, and we got here, and we found, I mean, I.
He backed up Patrick Mahomes for a year, and then I don't know. There were some things that Shimonek did that were frustrating, but
yeah,
he was
the Carter
durable.
Kid,
so
the Carter kid came in and was arguably just as good. And that guy was a train wreck. That guy was a train wreck.
We saw him later, and I would say Shimonek definitely ran circles around McClain.
McClain Carter.
Good old McClain Carter. Get a PS5 Sneed, and you can simplify the controls for the show. You just pick pitch and location.
Okay,
so I guess
that's what I want to do.
There you go.
That's all I want.
That's what he wants.
I don't want to. You know, X B 2 X Y green button backslash.
Someone posted MVP Baseball 2005. Great game. That was from Trey. I liked 04 a little better. But both were good.
Didn't know. I was not a gamer. I am not, and the only reason I'm thinking about it at the point right now is that, I mean, I'm empty nesting it right now, and I need something to do. And I'm, there's plenty of things to do, but I'm gonna have some more. Wow, I see
there's
that.
Bullfighter putting Sneed's face on. Is that Dion? Is that who that was?
Is that Dion? I had a high top fade in college. And not that high. I mean, I boxed it up a little bit, but not like 3 or 4 inches in the air. Not like that. I was about at 1 inch block. I'm still a conservative dude.
Y'all bring in your thoughts, your comments, your questions, all of it welcome on the AIDS Flooring Center chat line. We'll get to it a little bit more. Kaylee's Daily with the Owl Final Four next.
Bringing you the truth, or something like the truth. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Once again, Kaylee's Daily, the Owl Off, is upon us. And we have reached the Final Four level. Hello, friends. I'm Seth Chris Needham, Choice Woodman, Clint Scott, behind the glass. How pumped up are you, Christopher?
Pretty pumped up, Tyr. I'm pretty pumped. Yes, it is the Owl Off as part of Kaylee's Daily. It's brought to you every day at this time, of course, by me. Suck it, Chuck.
Your houndstooth shirt.
And your Bama bangs.
I like it.
Kaylee says, we have reached the Final Four of the prestigious Owl Off. The last two matchups featured the Great Horned Owl versus the Western Screech Owl and the Barred Owl versus the Eastern Screech Owl. The Great Horned Owl reigned victorious over the Screech Owl. While the Eastern Screech Owl put up a valiant effort, it was no match for the size and strength of the great horned owl. What do we know about them?
That they're large.
And they will pick you apart in the air.
Yeah.
That's right. All right. In a cindelary story fashion, the seven-seated Western Screech Owl took down the two-seated barred owl.
Whoa.
Barred owl is the second largest owl species, it relies on camouflage as its primary defense, earning the title as the lesser aggressive owl species. The Western Screech Owl advances due to its territorial impact and unwillingness to share resources, making this owl a feisty Final Four contender. Remember, the Western Screech eats its own siblings. Its own siblings.
So terrible.
In the Final Four, the number one great horned owl will take on the number three seated barn owl. The number seven seated Western Screech will take on the number four short-eared owl. And we will have a Final Four for all the ages. That commences tomorrow.
For all the ages.
Yes.
Here we go. We have our Final Four set.
At the end, I will give my tie to the winning Screech Owl. Sorry, the winning owl. I didn't give anything away.
What do you know, Snead?
I don't know anything.
Whatever.
It's all fixed.
You've rigged it all.
You rigged anything.
There you go. Hit us up. Whatever thoughts, comments, questions you got, bring those in on the AIDS Flooring Center chat line. Sneedly, did you see...
Only Jamie can call me Sneedly.
Sneedly, did you see the A's are now going to be the Sacramento A's for 2 years?
Really?
Yeah.
They're going to Sacramento?
They're going to play in Sacramento.
Are they still? They're going to still call themselves the Oakland A's?
I don't know, because Oakland kicked them out.
Yeah. Oakland said, y'all got to get the heck up out of here.
It's actually 3 years. 25, 26, 27, they will play in Sacramento while they're waiting on the stadium in Vegas to be built for the 28th season.
If they're going to play in that downtown Sacramento stadium.
West Sacramento is what they said.
Okay, so it's a new stadium. There's a stadium that when I was in the old UFL, I did a game in Sacramento. And they played it in a minor league ballpark, which was on the north side of downtown.
Sutter Health Park.
That's the same one.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Sutter Health Park. I'm trying to find it.
I was thinking it was a nice enough ballpark. Now, before
now you don't have to worry about like not having enough seats for fans. It's the A's. So
yeah, I mean it'll comfortably seat the 13,000 or 14,000 that show up.
14,000 is 10,000 capacity.
Yeah.
14 with all the standing room. So
I think maybe that's about the right size for the A's.
Yeah, looks like a pretty nice park.
It's a nice little park.
So there you go. A's will be – so I am curious, like, do they call themselves the Sacramento A's for
– Sactown A's.
For 3 seasons or are they just the Athletics?
Why would you give credence to a town that basically booted you?
Well, I wouldn't give credence to them, but I'm wondering, do they go ahead and call themselves the Las Vegas A's for 3 seasons?
Well, they're not in Las Vegas.
Yeah. No, I agree. To me, I would either go Sacramento A's or I would just say we're just the A's. We're not even gonna have a location like the Commanders.
It's like the Cosmos when in the old NASL,
uh-huh.
They just put Cosmos on there.
I was just thinking like it's like Washington football team.
Sacramento baseball team, SBT, SBT.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm curious to see how that works out.
I'm cool with that.
You're down with that? Yeah.
I'm down with SBT.
This from the chat line. I saw another question earlier. Said Cambridge coming back makes me think Pop will come back.
Nah.
I saw someone else. I can't find it right now, but someone else asked if they think Cambridge coming back will mean Pop or anybody else will come back that's already been in the portal. The difference, Cambridge never officially went in the portal.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you can't go in and come back out.
I mean, do
a hokey pokey.
I don't have any real – like you and I yesterday, we were only upset about Cambridge going in the portal.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know that there's anybody else – and this may be sacrilege to some people, I had to defend Pop Isaacs quite a bit. Defend, and that's strong. I defended him to myself in my mind. Okay, he's great. The dude shot 29% from three. The dude shot 34% overall last year. I would much rather find an offense that's not so reliant on one person.
Yeah.
So
I'm not going to lose sleep when these guys leave. I'm not going to beg them to stay. If you don't want to be here, then don't be here. We'll find some guys that want to be here.
Yeah.
You weren't such a vital cog that this team couldn't make it without you. They won a lot of games even when you were terrible. So I'm going to root for the guys that run out of the tunnel. Once again, I mean, Devin, come on down. That's great. You want to stick around here? McMillan, Yalaho, I mean, love you. If you want to be here, that's great. If you don't want to be here, I wish you the best of luck at your next location. I hope you are having a great day. I mean, you know, I don't hate Terrence Shannon. I mean, I don't hate Bacho or any of those other guys. Agbo, or, you know, McCullough's not my favorite guy because I thought he was disingenuous in the way he did it.
Agreed. Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, bully for them. Go get it, man. Hope all your dreams come true.
Or make your wildest dreams come true.
You know, I'm rooting for the Texas Tech. I'm rooting for the Double T. I am rooting for the Red Raiders. If you want to be on my team, outstanding. If you don't want to be on my team, go have fun somewhere else.
With the Cambridge news, no, I don't think that has any impact on Pop or anybody else. I don't believe it does. Who knows? Maybe Pop Isaacs is like, hey, they got something brewing. Let's go ahead and stay in Lubbock. But that would surprise me if that was the case.
Yeah,
it is. I think Pop Isaacs, I think there was a mutual discussion and style of play conflicts with what Grant McCaslin wants to do now that he has time to put together the full team he wants to put together.
Absolutely. And this has become transactional. It's no longer altruism. It's no longer fighting for Varsity U. It's transactional now. How much am I going to get? They don't care about how cool the locker room is. They don't care about the team room that's got the Xboxes and all the stuff in there. They don't care about the nutrition plans and all the things and all. They care about how much money am I going to get paid?
Yeah.
And now that that's become, we've established that, it's transactional. Well, guess what? My fandom is also transactional. So if you're here and you're wearing the Double T and you run out of my tunnel, I am cheering for you. The second you to say I'm jumping in the transfer portal, I'm going to do like I did on Monday with my April Fool's joke. I'm going to double rod you, man. We'll see you,
man. Wait, I thought you said you don't have ill will.
I don't have any ill will. Wishing the best luck.
That's double
rod. Hey, best of luck, pal, over here, okay, both of them.
Yeah,
if you know do what? It poorly like McCullough and McCullough.
All I am saying is my fandom and loyalty is transactional as well.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Double rod out the door.
Why not?
What does Sneed think about that line drive shot Jonah Heim hit to shortstop that wasn't called a hit because they said it was not a transfer drive?
Yeah, we were trying to see it. I mean, I guess they called it an out. I mean, you know, they can't review the transfer, but they can review the catch.
Yeah, if it was a catch in the outfield, like if it was a question on a diving catch or something.
I don't know.
That seems odd that they didn't review.
I have to dig into the rules on the replays for Major League Baseball because they got some quirky rules in their replay.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some things where I really wish you could – if you've got a chance to get it right, then get it right with the replay. Just like the foul ball that you could clearly see was a foul ball with Jonah Heim in game one.
Yeah.
You can see that. Why can't you go to review it and change it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know why they have those restrictions. Sneed, have
good,
a great day.
Good on you, boys. We'll see you on the Zoom tomorrow.
That's right. It's the bottom line on 100.7 The Score.
Bringing you the truth or something like the truth. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Up there through the 100.7 The Score mobile app. which you can carry just about anywhere with you. Even listen in Big Rock Candy Mountain, Vermont.
Great song.
It is a great song. Any idea on the movie?
No.
He probably hasn't even seen one of the greatest films of all time.
Are you? You're lecturing me about movies I haven't seen?
How dare you? That's the first time I've seen Josh really snap.
That was really like kind of a snap there. Wait, have you? So you have not seen?
I actually wasn't paying attention, so I don't know. Oh, was it
the Big
was
Rock the, Candy Mountain is the name of the song?
No, I don't think so. No.
The movie is Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Okay, no, I wouldn't have gotten that.
You haven't seen it?
I if I have seen it, it's one of those 2000 syndromes where like. You've seen it mostly in parts on like TBS or something like that.
Sure.
You're not sure if you've seen the movie the whole way through. And also it never says what the movie is.
So. Okay. Yeah.
Is it a Oh Brother Where Art Thou? It's a is it a prison escape movie?
Yes.
Okay.
One of the greatest soundtracks of all time too.
I definitely heard the soundtrack. That I definitely have. But yeah, I think I have seen it. But yeah, not start to finish, mostly in parts. Like, I'm pretty sure I haven't seen 50 First Dates start to finish.
That's a good one, too. It's pretty funny.
It's just on... I've probably seen it to completion, but not start to finish.
Y'all can tell us what you think on Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Only good thoughts, though. Yates Flooring Center chat line through the 100.7 The Score mobile app. We've covered a lot of territory in the first hour or so. Talked Baron Morton and his sidelining in the spring.
Sure.
We've talked about...
I've definitely seen this movie.
You have seen it?
Yeah, oh, for
okay.
sure.
Okay. Just didn't know what it was called.
It's a good one. I mean, it definitely is like
it's
that
one of those that if like you stumble through it watching TV... Which I say that, does anybody actually do that anymore? You're like flipping through the channels. The only time I ever am flipping through the channels blindly is at a hotel, like nowadays. That's about it. And that's one that if I stumble through it, I'm stopping.
I wouldn't say flipping blindly, but just getting close because I can never remember what channel True TV is during tournament time. So I always put in the wrong one.
Right.
I'm like, wait a minute, this isn't True TV.
Yeah, not
they're like, oh, but Oh Brother, Where Art Thou's there, so might need to stay there.
Yeah, and not anymore, but like that's why I said like the 2000s, you know, a movie's on for the 500th time, you've probably seen it in parts.
Up until now, Josh had no idea why when he was walking around the halls, just subconsciously he'd go, I'm a Dapper Dan man. Why did I say that?
Exactly like that, too.
Exactly. Y'all keep those thoughts coming in. We did talk a lot of different topics in the first hour, so we'll catch up on some of those. Do what?
I was like, that's the one with the recording studio, right? Where they go in they sell that song.
I am a man of constant sorrow.
Oh, it's great.
I sing trouble. Actually, fun, not so fun fact. I, along with three other Dumasonians, I don't know.
Nice.
At the at a talent show in...
Oh, please, yes.
I want to say junior year. I want to say junior year. Might have been senior year. We went overalls, no shirts on, and sang that song together.
And it was crazy because, you know, their name that they went by was Choice in the Alabama Boy Quaffs, right?
It was just the Soggy Bottom
Boys 2. Oh, sorry. Was that wrong?
Soggy Bottom Boys 2.
Did you do the hair flip when you did it?
Of course I did. Why wouldn't I?
Brilliant.
I have no idea what my hair looked like back then. More from you on the chat line. Don't let the door hit you on the way in the butt on the way out. I guess that was towards players that are not here anymore.
I like to think it was towards us.
I thought it was towards Sneed since he actually was leaving. But initially when I read that, I'm like, oh, that's kind of mean to Sneed.
That was my first impression.
It's all pro sports now. Viva73 says, I think Pop was gone as soon as his little rendezvous in the Caribbean, going to a party and then being accused of what he was accused of. Woodman, you know I was never a fan. I'm glad he's gone. Yeah, that's not my approach towards Pop. It's not I'm glad he's gone. It's... him being gone is not, you know, detrimental to your program. That was my approach. And I mean, when we ranked players a few weeks ago of who you didn't want to see leave, he wasn't even in my top three. Because I think you still have plenty of potential. I think Pop Isaac's production is completely replaceable. I think you can go to the portal and get his production. I'm talking numbers only. Not necessarily shot taking, how many shots he took. And the part that you're going to have to go search for in the portal is Pop Isaacs was basically the only guy on your team that wanted to take the big shot. And that's who you've got to replace.
I think what's tricky about this, because he was in my top three, hoping that, you know, you'd also see him take steps like he did in year one to year two.
Yeah.
And you would think Grant McCaslin that this was, again, not in the circle, but would assume that this was a part of the conversation. Like, hey, we need to work on shot volume to shot production, working within the offense. All the things that we could tell was a problem. But, and I'm not saying this is what's on the chat line today, but I've seen basically saying he was flat out untalented and couldn't do anything on the court. No, at times he was your best player and you don't win a lot of games without him last year. But I think what's tricky is, yeah, you're needing to replace him, but you're also needing to replace Joe Toussaint. Like, it's not just Isaacs that you're having to replace right now.
Yeah, you got a lot to replace on this roster.
Which means if he would have stayed, I mean, I don't think any of us would have been upset either, right?
No, and that's my approach. It's not mad that he's gone. It's not happy that he's gone. It's just he's gone.
It's just a problem that needs to be solved.
The only one that upset me was Cambridge going into the upset feels like too strong of a word, but it was the only one that really even registered on the radar for me was when Cambridge went in, and apparently he never went in, and he's coming back. So right now, the five guys you've got is a very good group to build around. I think you can use that as a foundation. You still got to go get two bigs. You still got to go get a point guard. You still got to go get another scoring guard. There's still plenty to replace.
Yay.
But there's...
good outlook.
Getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
I feel like it's disrespectful to speak to the soggy bottom boys. You listen to the Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score.
I forgot what I was going to say. Good.
That was pretty quick to forget.
It happens.
I'm Choice. He's Josh Clint back behind the glass.
I get it, Josh. I get it.
Fantastic movie.
I need to rewatch it because, like, it's that I think I've seen it in parts, and I'm not confident that I've seen it like start like the entire movie.
Like we have at the house, we have like 600 DVDs.
Oh, I know.
Stupid.
I don't know.
Well,
you've mentioned
we have this old rack we took. They sold like furniture and stuff from the Hastings when it was shutting down. And we've got literally a movie rack in the garage.
Grand.
And
what he's saying is he's been running an underground Blockbuster out of course. The Woodman Estates.
So wife and I have a... we have sections of where we pick our own movies. This is our group of top 10 movies or whatever.
Choice is starting to sound more and more like a doomsday cultist.
It's right next to our 30 gallons of water and cans of food.
You should see the cans of beans. And
it's when the streaming services go down.
We've got 40 boxes of Twinkies, not because they're nutritious, but because whenever the atom bomb hits, they're not going anywhere.
Anyway, so we have all these movies, and we have a section of our movies. These are our favorite movies. So right there with Dumb and Dumber and Jurassic Park, I have... Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou? And Tombstone.
What is that entire 10? You have four.
I don't know. I'd have to go look at what I've placed there. All ones. Tombstone, Dumb and Dumber, Jurassic Park, Sons of Katie Elder.
I think the
John Wayne movie.
I think the only movies you've consistently had in your top like 5-10 have been Jurassic Park and Tombstone.
And I've heard
Dumb and Dumber.
I think Dumb and Dumber.
I've heard Oh Brother, Where Art Thou from him.
Okay. Several times. Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Yeah, there's
Where Art Thou?
Where Art Thou? Where Art Thou? Anyway,
you got some chingy in
that
there.
That one. So, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Anyway, that one, you know, it is based off of.
I know nothing else about this movie, so no.
Do you know what it's based off of? Movie?
I assume on a Prison Break.
I don't really know what it's
Homer's based. The Odyssey.
Oh,
I did know
There's
that.
There's the sirens okay, in no, it. Yeah. The women. Yeah, so it's, yeah. It is based off of the Odyssey. I don't know where the Cyclops are, though. Back to
isn't
the...
Isn't John Goodman's character?
Oh, yeah, he does have an eye patch. So that's perfect. That is exactly. Mm. So look at you. You know your Odyssey.
Greek?
You know
Greek
you're the Odyssey.
Greek mythology?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This from the chat line. We don't need another work in progress like Bowman that can't play a full season. I don't know if it's bad luck or karma or what, but our quarterback position hasn't been strong since Mahomes, and he was even hurt most of the time. That's inaccurate. Maybe recruit 5-star linemen instead of 5-star receivers, IDK.
Well,
I promise you they are trying to recruit.
Say like 5-star.
I promise you they are trying to get 5-star linemen here. They're trying to get 4-star linemen here.
Here's the problem. How many 5-star linemen are in every class? I mean,
not that many.
2 to 3.
And
you have a 4-star offensive lineman in each of the last two classes.
And you look at the number of linemen that are 5-star linemen that go to non-blue blood schools, you might have one or two a year. Might have one or two out there a year that go to a hometown or a legacy school or something like that. Mm-hmm. It absolutely. I think you're on to a great plan to recruit 5-star linemen. Execution of it, a little bit tougher. If you've got the magic formula, I'm sure they will take it over there off university.
It's also the same kind of situation with quarterbacks, too, because it's not like quarterbacks aren't a dime a dozen either, you know?
No, I think – and, yeah, most of that text is inaccurate. Like – it's not just Texas Tech. We said this earlier. It's not Texas Tech solamente that's been dealing with this. It's everybody. Look around the Big 12. Look around the nation. And almost everybody is starting. More than half the schools in the country are starting multiple quarterbacks. More than, I think it's 75% of the Big 12 starting multiple quarterbacks. It's a problem, and it's a tough problem to deal with. And you look, it's been consistently that way for the better part of a decade. So I don't know if it's just everybody feels like you have to have a mobile quarterback and that makes it tougher, or if defensive lines have just outpaced offensive lines that much as a whole, or strength and conditioning training is not as good where guys are getting hurt more. I don't know. I don't know what you point to point the finger, but Patrick Mahomes – who wasn't hurt most of his time here. He had some dings and some injuries, but Mahomes was built. He's a quarterback playing linebacker. Linebacker playing quarterback. his body's a linebacker body out there. He does not look like your typical quarterback. So he's able to take the hits and be able to stand it a little better than most guys. So again, I am 100% with everybody. I want to see health. There's nothing more I would wish for going into 2024 than if I could wish for one thing non-win based, it would be health of a starting quarterback. Not anything production wise. It would be healthy quarterback for 12 games, 13 games, 14, 15, if you want to play that many. But it's tough to find.
Yeah, we're all on board with these, you know, best case scenarios. It doesn't really work that way.
Yeah, unfortunately.
If we all believe strong enough, our powers combined.
Earth.
What have any of those guys done on the field to make them better than Szymanek? He said this was from earlier. Said Szymanek was better than anybody we've had since him. Says no one has come close to his on-field production in his lone year. 4,000 yards, 30-plus TDs. Not his fault Cliff trotted out a JV defense those years. What he's got going for him is he was consistent. He was able to stay healthy. So I would have taken Alan Bowman over Nick Szymanek.
Mm.
I mean, the healthy Alan Bowman, the one you got. you know, if we're picking and choosing, it's just, yeah, kind of tough to do.
I will say it's not like our list, whenever we went these guys over Nick Sheminek, went that deep. And I know you can say, well, there hasn't been that many years since Nick Sheminek. True, but there's been a lot of quarterbacks, as we have been noting the entire hour.
Yeah.
Whole lot of quarterbacks. Yeah. Hard to gather. CW, is there any truth to that Rob Verbey was spotted carrying a man purse for Johnny Socks in Starksville, Mississippi? And is Verb really entering the portal? Can we get him back? I have no idea. Kid you not, over the weekend I had a Verbey type of dream. I was going through a I guess a better word that better. Verbey was in a dream I had.
Clint and I both like.
I was going in.
That was an interesting way to start.
I was in a United Supermarkets parking lot here in town, and I see Verbey just sitting there in a car. I'm like, what is going on? I tap on the window. I tap on the window. He's like, he shows me his phone. He's like, he's on the phone. And then I wait until it shows that he's off the phone.
This is a dream?
Yes, this is all a dream. And then I tap again. He kind of gives me the side eye and then barely rolls his window down like an inch. He's like, what do you want? I'm like, man, everybody's been wondering where you are. How you been? He's like, I've been good. Gotta go. And takes off. Just drives off. So, like, that was my dream of Verbey. So,
Josh is really good about like breaking down what dreams meant.
Oh,
it's a hidden talent of his. So, Josh, if you want to, if you want to read into what's going on over there, I say take a crack at it.
All right.
I think it's gonna mean that this enclosement that Choice Woodman has built with his movies, he's never gonna get through them. It's basically, it's the spirit of Choice's movies, and he didn't have
anything to do with Verbey. Wow, that's deep.
No, sorry.
That was deep. Oh, tell me Mama Waco has that film somewhere, Tiny Wheel. I don't think there's any, I mean, Lauren tweeted at me on Twitter too, and I don't think there's any proof that the shirtless overall thing ever happened. I think all photos have been burned and that sort of thing. So don't think Mama.
I have a friend who went to school with Choice.
That is true, but I think he was already out of school at that point.
Oh, dang it.
His little sister was in my grade. So
I know his sister.
Okay. We were actually really good friends. It's the bottom line. With some chingy on 100.7 The Score. Speaking of high school,
getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Glad to be part of your Thursday. You're listening to Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Choice Woodman, Josh Foppel joining you from the First United Bank Studio. 30 minutes from now. We've got a top 10 list of 10 things men didn't know until they actually moved in with one.
Okay.
Have you ever lived with a woman besides your mom?
No.
Okay. So we'll see if
this is something that I'll have to prepare for.
Yeah, we're going to help you out, and we'll see if Clint and I agree with some of these things or not.
Okay.
They'll be coming up at 2 o'clock today. Right now, it's time for a question.
Time now for Jamie's question of the day, brought to you by someone not named Jamie.
All right, gentlemen, sticking with the transfer portal theme, I'm very curious about the answer here. I mean, it's not like you have very many options. But in honor of Devin Cambridge coming back, again, never officially in the portal, but you do have players that are officially in the portal from last season's roster, plain and simply. I want to know if you could pull one back, and you have to pull one back. You can't say, nah, let them all go. You have to pull one back. What player are you pulling back for next year's roster?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I have to think about who's in the portal full stop.
Well, I can give you basically everyone. Kyron Lindsey.
Okay.
Drew Steffi, if you want Damarian Williams, Lamar Washington, Pop Isaacs, and Robert Jennings. Did I miss anybody?
I think that's the correct list.
Yeah, totality of what you've got in the portal right now. So that's six guys in the portal. You've got two graduating players. Of that grouping, I think Robert Jennings is the one I would say. Again, I'm not trying to be just an antagonist or go against Pop Isaacs. I just think I want to see, personally, I want to see a different offense next year, and one that doesn't rely so much on one player. And I don't think Pop Isaacs can change. I don't think that's who he is. So I think he's going to go somewhere else and be that same player somewhere else. And I don't like living and dying by one player, the Marshall Henderson style. So yeah, I think that's where I'm going is Robert Jennings. Now I still think Robert Jennings is undersized, but you look at Robert Jennings' list, as far as schools that have contacted him, it's mostly Group of Five, but there's a couple of pretty good Power Five schools out there as well, so it shows you that he's wanted. I think Robert Jennings improved a lot over this season, like Pop Isaacs did from year one to year two, and I think he could turn into that motor type of guy, like a Noren Sotiase or a Mark Vidal at Baylor, or one of those guys that's undersized but can just out hustle you. So he's the one I would want back the most.
Did you list them again?
Damarian Williams, yeah. Lamar Washington, Pop Isaacs, Robert Jennings, Kyron Lindsey, and Drew Steffi. I think we can kick Steffi out if we want.
I mean, the first two that you said was Steffi and Lindsey was like,
Yeah, two guys. Technically, three of these guys didn't even finish the season with Texas Tech. Damarian Williams wasn't in Pittsburgh, nor was Lindsey, and obviously Steffi's been gone since the Bahamas.
These names are disappearing as soon as you say them in my head.
So really your real options are Jennings, Lamar Washington, Pop Isaacs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So if I had to pick one of them, I think you said one.
Just one.
Okay. Yeah, it would be, I think, Warren Washington, just because.
Wrong Washington. Warren's graduated. Lamar's the only one.
Okay, so then my answer changes to Jennings. And I do think it's because it's less that you have to overcome going into next season. It's less shakeup. Obviously, that would be the case for all these guys. But I don't think Pop Isaacs is exactly the right answer for that, because Jamie is of the mindset, I think we've heard enough of, heard not enough, a lot of what Jamie believes with Pop Isaacs, his fit for the team, kind of how he's performed and what he means to the team and stuff. And I have converted to that mindset as well, and that I think you could find a better fit for the team moving forward and stuff. But I think that given a transition, I think that Jennings fits really well for that. And for being out, when he came back into the game, you just felt a bit more cohesion for the team when he, you know, was able to stay in the game and be there. He meant a lot to that. That sounded bad.
Okay.
Clint. Do you have an answer?
I do. Although I have been in the camp saying it's going to be harder to replace Pop Isaacs than what we're thinking. Just that caliber of what he can be.
Sure.
I get it. Shot volume was an issue. I think what ultimately sways me on this, because I'm not anti-Robert Jennings, I was actually really disappointed, not like hurt that he would decide to go and do this, but I really liked like what Choice was saying, the steps that he took at the end of the season. But with Devin Cambridge coming back, with Yolaho on the roster, with Darian Williams. Again, I think if this were the case, and this is fantasy land talk anyway, so in fantasy land talk, you would see a shift in how you're using him, but you have less guards suddenly. And with Robert Jennings being undersized big, I think it goes to Pop Isaacs for me and what he can be. And again, this is the fantasy land of him also going through, okay, we're going to approach the offense differently, because you saw strides in his game from year one to year two, doing different things with getting to the basket. But yeah, you had the problem of shot volume, and in the month of February, he flat out sucked. I mean, just could not shoot the ball, poor shot selection, all of that. And so if he were to come back, you know that would be addressed. I think between the two, I'd still probably go Pop.
I think my attitude against that, my thought process against that, is exactly what you said, is that, you know, obviously there's some things to address, but it becomes extremely problematic if those things, if he's just not the kind of person that wants to address those kind of things, because that means him not just the shot volume, pulling it back a lot.
Yep.
And if he wants to be that kind of player, that becomes problematic for the team and continue. So when he has bad games, basically you have a bad team. It's not entirely true.
Again, that's what you're sitting down. And I mean, again, not in the circle, but I think that's the ultimate thing, decision of why he's in the portal,
right,
amongst several different things. By the way, it's not just one thing of why any player left, but of why Pop Isaacs is like, yeah, I'm going in the portal this year. But I would venture to guess, feel safe, that would be the leader in the discussion, is, you know, the issues with the offense whenever he's playing that way.
So you're
again, this is the fantasy land question,
yeah,
assuming
yeah.
that this would be sure. worked on. But I just think going with, hey, we can replace this sort of production, it's like saying, hey, why don't you go get that 5-star offensive lineman?
Yeah,
I think you're exaggerating a little bit there. It's not because Pop Isaacs isn't a 5-star offensive lineman. Pop Isaacs isn't a.
That was probably it's more of the line of, why don't you just go get this guy that's out there?
Yeah, no, why don't you just get another Pop Isaacs?
I think.
Yeah, no, I get that.
I think you can get the exact numbers that Pop Isaacs gave you. That's what I say with that statement. Now, again, I don't know that you can get the same player and the one that can go help you win games like Pop Isaacs undoubtedly did. But I think you can replace production on paper. Now, that's a whole different thing. There's reaction to this question. I want to get to it on the AIDS Flooring Center chat line. Reaction from a Baylor fan. We'll get to that. More movie reaction as well. We've got, you know, maybe a dad joke will sneak in.
I would like to say I don't think the Robert Jennings is a bad pick.
Yeah, sure.
By any means.
I didn't think you were saying that.
I really would have been surprised if, and this isn't a shot, if any one of us would have said Lamar Washington, but I wanted to bet the option.
I will tell you, Lamar Washington would have been on that list last year, but you saw.
Oh, he was on my list last year.
Yeah, almost
when
no.
When he stayed, I was like,
I was excited
yes.
for that, but you saw almost no uptick with Lamar this year.
This has been the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 100-7thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.